you have zero das.
Yes.
But when you're asleep, you don't have zero das.
You're pater.
You're pater from tefillin. So the male, if you're pater from tefillin, then there's no...
There's no iser to facilitate, meaning if you're going to do shias kava, that's a bizoy to the tefillin. Meaning you shouldn't allow a situation...
Think about that, okay? I hear. Interessant.
Nafka mina would be if you fall asleep in the sukkah, I think.
Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Simen Shin Pei Tes is the Isser Kibbutz. So, what's the source for the Isser Kibbutz? The Gemara in Moed Katan Tasav Manal says, Avel is Asher B'techboses, and it quotes a pasuk, V'liv Shina Big Day Avel. Since she was told, the truth is she was just pretending in that case, but the pasuk takes for granted that there's such a concept as Big Day Avel. Right, the Nemuke Yossi says, Big Day Avel and Begadim Ki'urim U'Menuvalim. So we assume at the very least that means that you can't wear freshly laundered clothing. Now, that's the Gemara Tezvav Menalef. The Gemara Yud Zayinim Abbas says that different context, Osomeres, Avel Asar B'techboses. Now, we already said on Tezvav Menalef that... that an avel is aser, so some rishonim, take a look at the Ritva over there, that say, you see from here there's tzvei dinim. What's the tzvei dinim? One is, an avel is aser to wear freshly laundered clothing. Rather, the avel should wear big day avel. Number two is aser lechabes, afilu b'mayim, that's the gemara yudan rebeis, an aser lechabes. And that is a second din. Right, two denim. One is a novel can't wear clean clothing. Two is a novel can't be mechabes clothing. Now, obviously, the objection to that pshat is going to be that anyway, novel's also lechabes outs melacha. So that's what leads a number of rishonim, like the Ramban, this is the Psak of the Shach over here, that there's really only one din. There's an iser to wear begadim mechubasim, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's true, writes Avel is Asur L'chabes, but that is Alts Melacha. And you'd have to say the Gemara is somewhat repeating itself from a different angle. However, if you look at the Darkei Moshe, Sif Katan Dalet, it sounds like he assumes, and this is relates to the Or Zeruah over there, quoted by the Beis Yosef, that no, could be that there's a separate din. Besides the Isser Melacha, there's also an Isser Lechabes. How would that manifest itself? One interesting theoretical possibility would be in a case where, for some reason, Isser Melacha didn't apply, would there still be a separate Isser Kibbutz? Or you could say the reverse. You could say that that in the case where there's no Isser to wear Begadim Mechubasim, maybe it could be mutter to lechabes also. Let's imagine, we'll talk about whether this is true or not, but let's imagine that it's mutter for an avel, even during Shiva, to wear, to change his underwear, undershirt, to change his undergarments. Okay. So now would he be able to launder his, let's say he didn't have any clean underwear, could he wash them? She'll say, melacha. She'll say, yeah, maybe it's not so clear that would be bechlal the Yisra Melacha. We already saw that the Tzarchei Abayis might not be bechlal the Melacha. Right, that has a lot of sweep his house and bake food. So maybe even wash clothing that's needed to wear. It's an interesting shaila, right? It might depend on this question, whether you looked at it as a separate din or not a separate din, and if it is a separate din, is it dependent upon the first din? So this is an interesting question. Now, I'll just point out a parenthetical point. But as I said, the Pashup Shah Lahalach is like the Shach, that it's not that, though again, I think the Ramah thinks perhaps not this way in the Darkei Moshe, but the Pashup Shah is Lahalach is like the Shach, that there is no separate Halacha, it's just a din in the Lacha. An interesting, just parenthetical thing, to so you don't get confused, is we know that there's an Isser to do laundry from Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Av. So, Medina de Gemara from Rosh Chalbo. Now, there's no Isser Melacha then, right? Maybe to be Mimayit, but certainly no Isser Melacha. So, why is it Asr Lechabes? Right? Now, that might, if you hold that for the Avel there's Tzvei Dinim, right? There's an Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim, and there's an Isser L'chabes. So then we'd understand, same thing for Shavuot Shechalbo. There's an Isser to wear Begadim Mechubasim on Shavuot Shechalbo, and there's also an Isser L'chabes. So therefore, since that's true, so Memela, we would understand why, even though Shavuot Shechalbo there's no Isser Melacha, those two dinim still apply. But if you learn like the Ramban, that there is no Isser Lachabes on an Avel, there's just the regular old Isser Malacha, so then why should it be Aser Shavu Shechalbo to do laundry? You can't wear clean laundry, good. But you should at least be able to launder your clothing for afterwards. Right? Yet there is. So, the answer, the Ramban actually, over here, actually addresses that question. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef as well. And you have to say, one of two things the Ramban says. Either, Yisuro shaveh b'kol adam, shelo yasu malacha she'en etzricha, v'yavo lidei chshad o lidei takala. Answer number one, chshad o takala. Number two, if you were to go ahead and wash during the 9 days, people would think you're going to wear begadim mechubasim during the 9 days. They didn't need to make such a gzeira for avelus, because anyway there's an iser melacha. But they did need to make such a gzeira for shavu shechalbo, where there is no iser melacha. Alternatively, he answers, v'od, the shabbos shel tisha b'av chomer hu mishloshim shel avel inyan kibbutz, the answer is maybe this is more chamor. Avelus derabim is both kal and chamor from avelus diachad, a very interesting sugya nivamos, not for now. Maybe it's saga more chamor. Okay. And he brings in the issue of their shloshim, the rosvart. Interesting shilas. But for it.
Is it for laundry the day before, and you're not going to get it till after anyway?
We're going to get there. The answer is that if we follow the Ramban, so it's going to follow the regular rules of Malacha. We know with Malacha that if you have kibolas biyad acherim, it's mutter. So if the person could, but as long as it's not the base avel. Right. So if the person goes ahead before his relative dies, he dropped off his shirt at the dry cleaners, and that's fine. Why? Because dry cleaners are kibolas. It's the kablanim, and it's not the beis ha'avel. So kibolas bi'arach, here's mutter. So that's going to be fine. Same thing would be true for the 9 days. Okay. Now, we're going to get back to the details of kibos, but let's at least mention the other din in our simon, because we need to compare them, is the iser of gihutz. Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says gihutz is asar kol shloshim. So gihutz is different than kibbutz. The pashup shot is that kibbutz is only shiva and gihutz is all shloshim. Now there's a machlokas tanaim what exactly gihutz means. Tan rabbanan kol shloshim yom legihutz echad keilim chadashim ve'echad keilim yeshanim hayotzim mitachas hamachpesh. Rabbi Yomer lo asra lekeilim chadashim bilvad. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer lo asra lekeilim chadashim levanim bilvad. Abai nafik begararta desar belai kerebi. Rava nafik bechimtsusi Rumaisa, Sumki, Chadatik, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, then the halacha is like Rava. But we'll note the significance of their arguing about this in a moment. So, Giyutz is more chamor. Now, the simplest way to understand this, we'll talk about other possibilities later, is that wearing begadim, now here this is clearly just an Isser. This Isser Shloshim here is not an Isser Malacha, because there's no Isser Malacha on Shloshim. Right? You're allowed to be Megahates for after Shloshim. The Avel, if he wishes to, you know, on day 29, to now start ironing all his shirts and pants and the like, so after the Shloshim's over, he's going to be able to wear it. That's fine, because there's no Isser Melacha. All there is the Isser of wearing Begadim Meguhatzim. And again, the Pashup shot probably is that Begadim Meguhatzim are much more Chashav, or there's more Hana, or the like, than Begadim Mechubasim. So begadim mechubasim, they only restricted for the Shema, but begadim miguhatzim, they restricted for all of Shloshim. Good. And then there's a machlokas, what exactly giyutz means. So if you look at Sivav, One opinion in Shulchan Aruch says it's avurei chumras amana, tzekel, seems to be some type of ironing. The Nemuka Yosef has a different opinion, it's the Yesham in Shulchan Aruch, that even kibos b'mayim, the eifer, or neser, or boris, is gihut, in other words, washing, which detergent is what we call gihut. That's a machlokes. Okay, so now let's go back to kibos. So how long does the Isser Kibos last? So the Pashur Pshat in the Gemara is just for the Shiva. It doesn't mention anything about Shloshim. When it talks about the Isser Shloshim, it mentions Yitz. It doesn't mention anything about Kibos. However, the problem is that it says in Masechas Machos, Perek Zayin, and in the Tosafta, Perek Beis, that the Isser Lucha Beis is for 30 days. So what do you do with that Tosafta? So most Rishonim say, oh, well, when it says over there, kibos, it means giyots. Nira, Tosfos, there's a long Tosfos about this, in Dav Chav Gimel Mid Aleph, and he says that nira hahu kibos, hainu giyots. Okay, that's the Pashup shot. However, well, yes and no. Then, if you hold like the Nehuke Yosef, it's going to basically come out the same thing as the Riva, as we'll see in a moment. So it's not. He could have tried to say that, and that's exactly what the Rav Yah says. But then it practically comes out that kibos with detergent, which is the way everybody washes their clothing normally, is going to be asur al shloshim, right? Which is the Rav Yah's shita. It might be arriving at the Rav Yah's conclusion from a different angle, but it's the same position. Mm-hmm. So no, Tosa says that sometimes we refer to gihuts as kibos. If you look at the gihuts, it's not... Not so clear what giyots means, even if you think it's ironing. But it further cleaned it. So that's why maybe we call it kibos. Anyway, that's what probably most Rishonim hold. However, the Riva said no. Actually, kibos is also all of Shloshim. Aye, but. In Daf Tesvav, it said Avel Aser B'Tichboses, which implies just 7 days. Says Tosfos Hasamayri B'Mayim V'Lo B'Neser V'Chol. Right, meaning to say Kibus with water is Aser Shiva, but with detergent is Aser Shloshim. So that means that you couldn't, according to the Riva, and again the same thing would come out from that the Rav Yah, the Nebuchadnezzar, he said that you couldn't wear clothing that was laundered with detergent, right? What we would call freshly washed clothing. We wash all of our clothing with detergent. So all freshly washed clothing would be aser, all of shloshim. That's the position of the Riva. Now the smak, quoted by the Tur, says, sounds like he holds, Mikar Adin, we think it's only aser during the Shiva, like Rov Rishonim, but the Minag is not to wear begadim mechubasim all of shloshim. So how do we paskin? It's sort of interesting because the Tur asks on the smak. Now the Beis Yosef is very perplexed because why is the Tur asking on the smak and not on the Riva? He first quotes the Riva that says it's aser medina. Then he quotes the smak who says it's aser mitam minag. And he has a kash on the smak. How could the smak say that? Because we know when it comes to ironing, when it comes to the Isser, the other Isser, so there we say if the clothing is colored, for example, it doesn't apply, right? So obviously laundering with ironing is going to be worse than ironing colored clothing. And if ironing colored clothing is mutter during shloshim, so kol shekein laundering without ironing should be mutter. So that's his kasha. So the basis is, I don't understand why he's asking that kasha on the smak, who's saying alts minna, they're not a kasha on the riva. The Daki Moshe gives some type of answer, I can't really say I understood it. But anyway, one or the other, what comes out is that, and ironically, even though the Beis Yosef doesn't hear the kasha, he paskins against the riva, but the Daki Moshe, who does hear the Kasha, paskins like the Riva, at least Petar's Minog. So again, let's just summarize. According to the Riva, what comes out is that Toch Shiva, there's an Isser of Kibos, even to wear Begad Mechubasim, even B'mayim, and Toch Shloshim, there's an Isser to wear Begad Mechubasim with detergent. How do we paskin? So again, the Mechaber is Mekel. He doesn't bring any of this down. Though that Yesh Omrim is brought down later, but over here he doesn't bring anything this down. And the Ramah writes that the Minig is to be Machmir. Now, it's not totally clear what the Ramah means. He writes Minig is Iker. But the way, I think, the simple understanding of the Ramah, the Aruch Shulchan writes this Beferush, is that he's passing like the Smach. In other words, we're Machmir for Shloshim, but Alts Minag, not Alts Din. It's not the Pshat that we're Choshesh the Rivaz, right? No. Iker Din, we pass him like Rofi Shonim, that there's only an Isser for Shiva, but Alts Minag, we're Machmir all of Shloshim, not to wear Begadim Mechubasim. That's the way that Ashkenazim Paskin. It's only Bitar's Minah. Now the Aruch HaShulchan over here, Sivvav, writes like this. Ukimidumani Shata Indisarm Bezel Litain Laacher Lilbosh Haksoinas. Now the Rivad wrote, or the Smack wrote actually, the Smack wrote that you can, even though we don't follow the minhag, it's not to wear freshly laundered clothing during the Shloshim, you could give it to somebody else to wear for an hour or two, and then it's not freshly laundered clothing, and then the other could wear it. So that would mean anytime you wanted to wear, the way we pass in the Chark like the Ramah, anytime you want to wear a fresh piece of clothing during the Shloshim, you'd have to have somebody else wear it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mudman Yishata Enisarim Bezeh, we're not so makbid. Litin Lacher Lulbo Shaksoinas. To have other people wear the ksinas. What's a ksinas? Undergarments, I think. Mipnei sha'arbe anashim katsim bezeh. Lilbosh ksinas shalav shuacher. Right? Imagine we say, okay, you can't change your underwear for 30 days, but somebody else could wear your underwear for you for a little bit of time, and then you could wear it. So most people would, nowadays, would be, not just nowadays, more than 100 years ago also, they would be katsim bezeh. That's disgusting. They won't wear that if somebody else already wore it. Va'od, the b'ksonas yesh lakal afil rivah, the ainz amisham tainug. Maybe says even a rivah would be makel for wearing a fresh pair of underwear. Why? Because rivah was machmir alt tainug, right? That's why it's only begadim chubasim b'chol v'neser. El sheyesher leilach b'ksonas yeshanim ne'azeyah. But that's not why we change your underwear. You don't. It's not because the tainug shibo. It's because it's disgusting if you don't change it. Daf shalomar, the kavanas riva al shari begadim v'lalaksonis. Maybe even the riva, this is very speculative, the Aruch HaShulchan concedes, but Ken Zayin, even the riva would agree that by undergarments it would be mutter to wear. Sounds like only during the shloshim, not the shiva. We'll return to that point though in a couple of minutes. So this is one of the sources for the interesting idea of Beged Zeya. Again, Beged Zeya is not a formal halachic category in our siman. It's not like Apikor Suso. Right? We talked about Beged Zeya last time. We talked about Kriya. You don't have to take Kriya on your undershirt because it's Apikor Suso. It's Beged Zeya, right? But that's not what we're talking about over here. Here we're talking about something else. There's where the Aruch HaShulchan says at least the Shloshim can be makel to change your undergarments. Why? Because you're not doing it lahana, and it's be gross for anybody else to wear it, and that's why it's mutter. Kayadua, the Rabbi Willig holds that during the 9 days where we have a similar type of halacha, so everybody's makel during the 9 days for undergarments, for big days, ayah. Rabbi Willig has an interesting shita, which is that anything that you change every day is like big day Zaya for these purposes. That's why he thinks that for people that change their shirt every day, you know, they could do the same thing. So during the 9 days, that's what everybody's, right before the 9 days starts, everybody tries trying on all their clothing, right? Because of this halacha. That's where we get it from. So, right, because we treat it as the din of shloshim. So, okay, your freshly laundered pants, you should try on before the 9 days. But that's not such a big deal anyway, because most people don't, how many freshly clean pants are you going to wear anyway during the 9 days? And in terms of your shirt, so there Rabbi Willig thinks that since you change your shirt every day, it's the same thing as your undershirt. Anything that you change every day is like a big day Zaya. So at least if you're someone that wears a fresh shirt every day, so you don't have to start trying all your shirts before the start of the 9 days. Whereas other poskim say, I think this is the more conventional view, probably because this is what Rabbi Eider says, and everybody has the 9 days halachos for Rabbi Eider. He says, no, shirts also. Fine. Good. Now, we're going to get back to the difference between Shim and Shloshim, but let's talk about, just for a moment first, about this idea that we brought up of Levisha al yedei acher. So if you look at the Rambam over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it implies that Levisha al yedei acher only works after the Shiva, not during the Shiva. And the question is, why? In other words, if Levisha al yedei acher works, so what does that mean? It means it's like it's already worn, right? When if I wear clothing for the Avel, so why is it mutter for the Avel to wear it, let's say, toch shloshim? Because this is not a freshly laundered clothing, right? It's a used clothing, right? Just like if the Avel himself wore it before he became an Avel, he could put it on during the shloshim, so somebody else could do the same thing. So if that's true, then it should even be matir during the Shiva, right? During the Shiva, okay, if it's Aviv Imo, and you'd have to do tear Kriya again. If it's not Aviv Imo, you won't have to tear Kriya. But Lamaisa, if you're going to hold that somebody else wearing it makes it as though it's not freshly laundered anymore, so it should be work even during the Shiva. Why does the Ramah sound like he's saying it only during Shloshim? And in fact, if you look at Taisus and Daf Chav Daladim and Beis, Taisus is pretty clear explicitly, it's Dibur Masel Lirchus of Elim, that it would work even during the Shiva. So, right over there, the Lashon of Tosfos Miu Zehu Minhag Atash Malbishim Oso L'Adam Acher Yomo Chatzi Yom Ve'en Zeh Kori Beged Mechubas L'Nidei. Good. So maybe you could answer this question in the following sense. Maybe there's Taka two shiurim. If you look at the Rishonim, you'll see there's two shiurim. The Smak writes that, and he's talking about the Shloshim, right? The Minhag of not wearing Shloshim. He writes, somebody else wears it Sha Achas. Then the Avel could wear it during the Shloshim. What does sha'achas mean? The shach says, zman ma. Right? You don't, zman ma, you don't need sha'am ma. She quotes the lavush, says 1 or 2 hours. Ah, you don't need 1 or 2 hours. It means zman ma. What is zman ma? I don't know. We'll try to figure that out in a minute. But it's not literally 1 hour. So, whereas if you look at Tosfos, when Tosfos says it's mutter to somebody else wears it, he says, yom o yomayim. Right? A day or two. So maybe the pshat is like this. Sorry, yom o chatzi yom. Maybe the shot is like this. If somebody wears it zman ma for 1 hour, so that brings it down a little bit. That brings it to the level of something that's washed with water, but not soap. So now, we know that the rivaz matir for something that's washed with water and not without soap during the shloshim, but not shiva. Whereas, if you want it to really be ki'ilu, it's not clean clothing anymore, so then somebody else has to wear it for Chatzi Yom O Yom. So that's going to be mutter even during the Shiva. In other words, that's why the Rama over here, the Rama is coming from the Smak. The Smak says if somebody else wears it for an hour, i.e. Zman Ma, then it's mutter during Shloshim. Right? Why? Because somebody else puts it on for an hour, that doesn't make it as though it doesn't really dirty it like a fully used clothing, but it takes out some of the freshness. So it's like a bagad that was laundered in water, not like a bagad that was laundered in water plus detergent. So therefore, mamela, it's going to be mutter during the shloshim and also during the shiva. Good. That's what I would say. Now, this brings us to a very fascinating point. I guess this will have to be our last point, but it's a very important and interesting point, which is in the Pischei Tshuva Sifkan base from the Lachmei Toda. The Lachmei Toda says like this. All right, first let me quote to you how it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva and what is implied if you just read the Pischei Tshuva, then I'll tell you what it says if you look up the Lachmei Toda inside, actually. So it says like this in the Lachmei Toda, as quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. Well, imach lef l'tzayrech. I'll read it earlier. Ha de lo etiru ela la'achar shiva hainu dafka b'imach lef l'tainug. Aval emach lef letzorech kegon shachalak meluchlach o mishum irbuvia sharia filu bechol toch shiva al yedei kach kemo berechitza de lo aser ela shel tainug, like we said in Simen Shin Pei Aleph. Uma shelo ba davar azeh mefurish bepaiskim ein ze ela leroi pshitusai. Who? Davar alamed medina rechitza v'sicha. Says the Lachmei Toda. We know that when it comes to bathing, it's only rechitza shel tainug that's aser. So, if it's not a rechitza shel tainug, what's the din? Mutter. So likewise, when it comes to clothing, right? When it comes to clothing, it's only if it's shel tainug that's aser, not when it's not shel tainug. So therefore what? Let's say I want to change my clothing because my chalak is meluchlach, it's gross. So then it's mutter even during the Shiva, right? Wow. Right, just like if you could take a shower, if it's not l'shem tainug during the Shiva, so too, you could take freshly laundered clothing. And this is the basis for the kula that people say, of Big Day Zaya, right? Of why you're allowed to wear fresh underwear and undershirt and the like during Shiva. Now, if, you know, one could question, how do you know? Maybe the Isser Rechitza is different than the Isser of Kibbutz, Begadim Mechubas. Or no, maybe it's the same. It's the same. Interesting question. How does he know that? If you look at the Lach Matod inside, you will see that when he's matir, it means he's matir al yidei levi shal yidei acher. He's not matir stuff. So we're going to have to talk about that, and whether we paskin like the simple reading or not, you look at the Aruch Shulchan, but we're out of time. So we will return to this fascinating discussion of the Lach Metoda Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow.
I said by Rechitza, it's not just actual time. We said that you have to be mamish and tzar.
Oh, so that's the question that we had Be'arichos when we did that. That fundamentally the Isser is only a Rechitza Shel Tainug.
Right.
Yet, we said that it's only going to be considered mutter if it's to avoid tzar. So we'll say the same thing over here, says the Lach Metoda L'maisa. If I'm going to be b'tzar, if I wear the same set of underwear for a week. Or if I'm going to, because it's so dirty. So then, it's mutter. Why? Because I'm not changing it because of tainug. I'm changing it to get rid of that tzar.
The Gemara does say that you could come to become mad if you laundered clothing, but I don't think that that's the mitzvahs that we find today. So
that's the question. If it's tzar, I think that for some people, wearing if your shirt or certainly your undershirt is mamish gross, and you tell them they have to wear it for the whole week, that'll be a bit tzar. Tzar doesn't mean like
oils.
You're losing your mind.
Sounds
like tzar is like very Schechter said, you know, for taking a shower. It means you're itchy. You're very uncomfortable. So it could be. If it's not, it's not. But at the very least, if it is,
right.
So then it's going to be mutter. Now, the question is it only mutter de acher, levish shel acher, or even without that? So again, we'll figure out that tomorrow. Yes?
Is there a point that I could speak to about?